This is Brian Rashid Global coming to your local device. Why you should stop going to networking events. She asked me what my name was. Then she asked me what I did for a living. I think it was the seventh time I heard this question in this order in the last 10 minutes. I was tired of the questions, of the monotony, of her eyes shifting to see who she could talk to next within 15 seconds of my answer. And then one time, I was emptying my bag and I found 20 business cards at the bottom of it. I didn't have a clue who 10 of these people were. Not a clue. And I have a good memory. A great memory, actually. I felt bad. What a waste of time. My time, their time, everyone's time. So I asked my friends if they had the same problem. Did they have a stack of business cards and they couldn't remember who these people's names were either? Turns out, it's pretty common. So sad. This is just one reason I believe you should stop going to networking events to advance your career. People get mad at me when I say this, but I stand by it. Networking events almost never lead to business, and I've been to hundreds of them. It's a way for me to think that I was being productive, but it wasn't. It was just a distraction. A fun one sometimes, but a distraction all the time. Do you have a card? What do you do? Do you have a card? What do you do? Yuck. Here's what I did instead, and it worked every time I wanted a new job or needed to generate more money for my business. Every single time. Become Santa Claus. Make a list of all the people who have been most helpful to you in your life. Then reach out to them and offer to help them in some way. I sent some of them ideas on ways they could improve their company or start their side business. I helped some of them rewrite their cover letter when they applied for a new job. I volunteered at their local church, listened to their problems, featured them in my column at Forbes. But almost every single time I helped, business came to me in some way. I never offered help as a means of increasing my business, but it always did. On the other hand, every time I went to networking events to increase my business, it almost never happened. Stop going to networking events to meet strangers tomorrow. Save that hour or two or three or four and help the most important people in your life today. Be the bridge builder. Connect people in your network that could help each other. Make another list. Who in my network can help who in my network? Then remove yourself from their success. This is networking gold. Be the connector, the bridge builder, and they will always come back to you. They will always remember what you did, always. And this is how you build a loyal network. So do this. Check your email right now. Slow down and look at your inbox. We spend so much time running around, meeting new people, trying to convince them that they should do business with us or like us or love us. And when we do this, we miss the people who already want to connect, who already want to help, who already want to build with us. Look at who's writing you today. Look at who's written you over the past week or the past month or the past year, and then figure out how you can build with them. Read good books. Read good books from people you admire. You can build virtual mentors this way. Authors spend years, and in some cases an entire lifetime, working on a book. You get to consume years or lifetimes worth of their work in 1 week. Thank you, Mr. or Miss Author. Okay, I'll admit it. I still go to networking events, but never with the sole purpose of meeting connections that will help me advance my business or find a new job. I go because I want to hear a certain speaker, or because I want to learn something new, or meet a new friend. But mostly, I stay home and call people that have helped me. I write emails to people who could help each other. I have dinner with a mentor that I've met, or read a book from a mentor that I'll never meet. Then the opportunities come, out of thin air. I can't explain it, but when I've stopped trying, things happen. Maybe you'll do this and it will work too. And if it does, let me know. And then maybe we can do business together or not. But either way, nice to meet you. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please check me out on all of the social worlds, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube at Brian Rashid Global. See you there.